Hello, I am Joshua P. Warren, and this is Joshua P. Warren Daily. And drum roll, please, here it is, at long last, my new creation. You have 7 days if you want to get one of these. After that, I cannot guarantee I will make another batch. I am announcing officially the Psionic Dematerializer, a.k.a. the Bad Buster. Here is magic for people who struggle with magic. Now, this is a very weird thing, a very weird device, and yet, once I start explaining it to you, a light bulb will go off and you'll say, wow, yeah, that's surprisingly simple. That makes perfect sense to me. So let me just begin by asking you some basic questions. Do you want to manifest, but you find it difficult to clearly visualize what you want? Or you sometimes struggle to be an optimist, leaning toward pessimism and criticism? Or you sometimes slip into thoughts of self-doubt or losing faith? Or you're often too distracted, losing your focus on long-term goals? Or you feel manifestation may naturally work for others, but just not so much for you. Well, I have some good news. This device turns all of that into a manifestation superpower. Those negative thoughts will finally work for you instead of against you. And let me just stop and say, this is not just for people who have trouble manifesting. If you're already a manifester, this is like manifestation steroids. You incorporate what you're already doing with this and see what happens. But let's be honest, you know, we all suffer from these problems of doubt to some degree. We're only humans. But now you can actually take advantage. You can harness the groundbreaking power of turning any doubts you have into a positive manifestation result. You see, most manifestation tools require you to visualize and empower what you want, but this device allows you to empower and manifest what you don't want, so to speak. So you manifest what you want by focusing on what you don't want. Does that make sense? I'm talking about the things that you worry about. Ironically, in some cases, the more negative you are, the more powerful this device will be. This takes much of what you have heard about manifestation work and turns it on its head, literally. Now, as you know, I invented this. It's called the Psionic Dematerializer, a.k.a. the Bad Buster. So let me try to describe for you how it's designed to work. You probably know that years ago, I began studying invisibility cloaking materials that are used by the military and various secret organizations. You've probably seen some of my videos. Of course, I have a little model of a ghost that I make disappear, and a model of a flying saucer that I make disappear, and a model of a Bigfoot that I make disappear. I can easily even make my entire body disappear. I've put this footage out on the net for a while. In fact, if you watched my recent appearance on George Norrie's TV show on Gaia TV called Beyond Belief, we did a whole segment about this stuff. It's especially interesting to me because people like Steve Barone here in Las Vegas, who is a UFO researcher, people like him have filmed these craft flying around that, you know, maybe they're top secret military, maybe they're using some alien technology, I don't know, but they obviously have some kind of invisibility cloaking material on them. And I think it's gotten so perfected that it's probably absolutely eerie. You might even be able to, I mean, you might even have somebody standing in your room right now and you don't even know it. I mean, it's the ultimate camouflage. So I started studying all these properties of why is it that these materials can make things that are physical appear to vanish. You know, what's happening there? It's fascinating. And even though this intrigued me scientifically, then I began to wonder, I wondered how this material may assist with magical practices. So in other words, if it can distort energy enough to make an object seem to physically disappear, can it do the same for thoughts? I wonder if this has ever even occurred to anybody to sort of experiment and play with this. Can it do the same thing with thoughts? Can it make a negative thought form vanish? That is to say, dematerialize from your reality. Just like one of these little toys, just like an aircraft. Why should it be any different with a thought form, right? Because that's what we're talking about when we talk about magic, thought forms. I'll get to that a little bit more in depth in a moment. So here's what I did. I took some of this invisibility cloaking material and I lined the inside of this durable scientific grade test tube. So now I have this little tube that I can stick things in and essentially make them more or less invisible. At least, you know, to that Predator movie type of effect, right? So I have a little invisibility tube. And then I wrote something on a slip of paper that I did not want, something that I wanted to vanish from my life at that point. And I was having a personal problem, and so I'll keep that private. It's kind of weird because when you're talking about manifestation, usually you're happy to say, here's what I wanted, and let me tell you all about it, and I'll be darned it came true. But in this case, again, it kind of turns the tables because you hate to talk about something that you don't want. And it doesn't have to be some major serious thing. It could just be some annoyance, you know. Oh, the neighbor is loud, or you know the package delivery person is doing a bad job, or whatever. Okay, could be anything. But I took something that was bothering me, I wrote it down on a slip of paper, and I put it into the test tube. And when I did that, I thought about me taking a thought form that represents that concept, and I'm putting that into this invisibility test tube so that it can become invisible. And that is a lot of what magic is about. Magical thinking is about creating something that activates a part of your brain, that mind-body-environment relationship, so that it starts to rearrange your reality. Within 3 days, my problem had miraculously vanished. And this was actually kind of a complicated issue. And it had more moving parts than you would expect. And I was astounded that it completely was neutralized peacefully and in a way that I couldn't even imagine within 3 days. So I was really excited about this. Because, you know, I'm experimenting constantly with all kinds of different manifestation tools and devices. And, you know, sometimes I will intentionally not experiment with one device just so I can focus on another one. And I decided to use this, only this device, for this problem. And, man, it knocked it out of the ballpark. So I said, well, how far can you go? And I started writing other problems one by one on a slip of paper and putting them into this tube. Sometimes we're talking about solving a physical problem, sometimes a non-physical, more abstract problem, and it didn't seem to matter whether it was something physical of a dense frequency or something more abstract. I mean, and this also is pretty surprising when you're dealing with this type of work on a day-to-day basis like I am. I started solving problems for other people, and this is something that I don't usually do, but I was just curious as to how this would work. For example, a close relative told me about a major problem he was having. Okay. And you know what? I didn't even tell him what I was going to do. I figured this is an opportunity for me to experiment. I took his problem and put it in my tube there. And within 2 days, this extremely significant problem was gone against all odds. To this day, he doesn't know that I did this. So then I got so excited and I wondered if I could make this effect happen even more quickly. You know, like, you know how we are. We want instant gratification these days, right? Could I enhance this somehow? And that's when things really took off because, you know, for a long, long time, I have been studying ancient magical symbols. A lot of people are introduced to my work because of the Paracymatics sigils that I have created. So one of my favorite sigils was one I found first printed in a book in the Middle Ages. It is a magical pentacle from the Greater Keys of Solomon. Now, this is a special symbol used for perhaps thousands of years, literally going all the way back to King Solomon's time. And this symbol brings victory to the bearer, allowing him or her to overcome. All right? Overcome what? Overcome whatever you need to overcome. So I've always enjoyed this seal, and I've had success with it, and I thought, man, wouldn't that be amazing to take this tube with this invisibility cloaking material and put it on top of that symbol? But then, you know, I started, my imagination really was taking off, and I actually had the symbol turned into a coin that I could use as a base for the tube. And I wanted it to be made out of wood. I wanted it to be something organic. So I contacted a woodworker in Arkansas, and I contacted a company in Europe that specializes in creating these like brushed aluminum type adhesives. And I created, yeah, I'm a little obsessive when I decide to get serious about experimenting with some kind of new thing. I created this beautiful little coin, if you want to call it that. It's a combination of materials, but it's primarily wood that has this ancient symbol from the Greater Keys of Solomon. And I put the tube on top of that. So now this was my base. And then I thought, well, what should I put on top of it now? Like, what can I cap this thing with? And I must have thought about that for days. And then all of a sudden, it was like a bolt of lightning hit me, like, aha! And I remembered, of course, like, duh. I need to put a nice little piece of black tourmaline on top of this. Now, I'm talking raw black tourmaline. This is a semi-precious stone. And here's the thing you have to understand about black tourmaline. This is a stone that is famous because it has been used for centuries by all kinds of practitioners to filter and clear out negative energies. So it's shiny and beautiful and black, and it reminds me of you think of carbon being a filter. It kind of reminds me of that, but it's much more special than that. In fact, listen to this. I didn't even know this until I started most recently looking into tourmaline. Here's what it says just on the Wikipedia page. It says, tourmaline, and now this was very, very popular, you know, going back centuries ago, and a lot of it was being brought into Europe, apparently from Sri Lanka. And it says it was sometimes called the Sri Lankan magnet. The Sri Lankan magnet, because it could attract and then repel hot ashes due to its pyroelectric properties. And honestly, as much research as I've done with electricity, I was like, pyroelectric, what does that mean exactly? I mean, I could deduce it, but I wasn't exactly sure. Listen to this. Here's one of the things that makes black tourmaline so special. Pyroelectricity is a property of certain crystals which are naturally electrically polarized and as a result contain large electric fields. This thing goes on to talk about like how amazing some of these different crystal structures are that are just, again, it's like a natural battery that's producing an electric field. So it kind of made sense to me when I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe this has something to do with why that people realized that there was something effective about this stone being used as a cleanser for negativity even before they understood what electricity was. This is a very special thing. So I put the black tourmaline stone on top of the test tube. So are you with me? We have a test tube that has this invisibility cloaking material. It's sitting on top of this special wooden base with one of the magical symbols from the Greater Keys of Solomon. And it's capped now with this black tourmaline stone. And, oh boy. When I put all that together, and by the way, the one that I had originally was kind of big, and I don't think it matters if you put it on top of the tube. If it's a bigger stone, you can do that. If it's a smaller one, you could even drop it right down inside the tube with your slip of paper. It doesn't matter. So, betwixt the Seal of Solomon, the tourmaline, and the invisibility cloaking material, I had now attacked the problem from at least three angles. One scientific, one spiritual, and one from Mother Nature. Now that is the trifecta. And once I did that, I put a new problem into the dematerializer, the bad buster, and that new problem was solved within 24 hours. Let me repeat that. 24 hours. But listen, since then, I have been able to solve some other problems in less than an hour. Now, as you can imagine, I am quite thrilled with my new creation. And just to clarify for you a little more about what how you might use this. So let's say, okay, you've got your wooden base there with your Solomon magical sigil on it. You've got your test tube sitting on top of it with the invisibility cloaking material. And you sit down with your little slip of paper and you're trying to figure out, what do I write? Well, you got to be careful at this point because you're probably used to writing down what you want. Don't do that. That's a warning, okay? Don't write what you want. Because if you write what you want, then you are going to neutralize and destroy what you want. So I'm really trying to, rearrange your wiring a little bit here if you're going to use this particular tool. Because you're so used to writing down what you want because, that's just drilled into your head. I understand. I've been one of the people who has done it. But this is also, and you should continue doing that with these other methods. But with this method, you don't do that. You write down what you do not want. So you might write something very general like my poverty or my unemployment. Or something more specific, like I say, like my noisy neighbor Jim, or my lousy refrigerator, or my car payment this month. I mean, it could be anything. I don't know what the limits are. And, I'm limited in certain things that I can talk about. I don't give out health advice and stuff like that. But let me just tell you, I have used it for everything physical and non-physical that I could experiment with. And I've been amazed by what I have seen. You write down what you do not want. You fold it. It doesn't matter how you fold it. You drop it in. You cap it off with a black tourmaline or put it in there. And then you put this thing away. Now, what I like to do is put it somewhere where I will see it, every day. You know, like some stuff, like a wishing machine, you can just put that in your closet. And, you know, you don't even have to see it. But in this particular case, I like seeing this. And my advice would be, if you do this, and let's say a few days have gone by, like 3 or 4 days, and you're not seeing any results, then I would go back and try to, you know, reword what I write down. Because when you're writing on that slip of paper, all you're doing is creating your thought form. And just do it again. You know, try it again. I mean, look, this is an experiment. Here's something that you have to understand about this. You know, the wishing machine, the first radionics device, so to speak, per se, were invented over 100 years ago by a physician named Dr. Albert Abrams. And a lot of people interview me on radio programs and TV, and they say, oh, this is Joshua Warren, the inventor of the wishing machine. And I say, no, I didn't invent the machine. That I am educating people about this bizarro technology in a new way, in a new day and age. But I didn't invent the wishing machine. But I use the wishing machine on a daily basis for longer term, more complex projects. Okay, the wishing machine is something that you use when you've got something really, you know, really serious that has a lot of variables involved that need to fall into place. Not to say you can't use it and get some fast results, but I like to put like really monumental stuff on a wishing machine. The Miraculous Prayer Board was based on the work of Tom Vrilock. Now, of course, I created my own version of it, but I use the Miraculous Prayer Board every single day in order to send out a positive vibe to the universe regarding what I want. Okay. This device, however, the Psionic Dematerializer, this is 100% my own creation. I think it's so weird that, you know, I very few people could have come up with this combination of things to put together. And it's almost like it complements the wishing machine and the Miraculous Prayer Board so well that I almost feel like that those two things are lighting up a big chunk of my brain, but whatever is not stimulated is stimulated by this. And so now the whole thing's lighting up. Does that make sense? It's like that with the wishing machine, you say, here's what I want. With the Miraculous Prayer Board, you say, here's what I want. But there's always this little voice of doubt, you know, saying, oh, that's not going to happen. What if that doesn't happen? Oh, yeah. And this is the place for that. You see, this is the place for the negative to go and be converted, be transformed, transduced in line with the others. And so now I feel like that my manifestation world is complete. I am manifesting what I want, but I'm doing it through two different methods. By focusing on the positive side and the negative side so they can both create the net positive effect that I want. Gosh, I hope this makes sense. Surely it does. And I think that's why that it's just been skyrocketing for me, because this whole new section of my manifestation world is just kicking into gear with this new device. So I decided, you know, it was finally time to just make one small batch of these for other people to experiment with as well. If you've been following my work, you know that this is a pattern for me. I find something that I think is kick-ass, and then I turn around and I make a batch and I say, look, this is not my full-time job. I'm not Walmart. I'm not running some factory. I'll make a batch, handcraft these things, and then they're gone. And those of you who get them, well, you know, you can be a part of the experiment, right? So I hope that you're lucky enough to get one. This is my original, unique, hand-assembled creation. And the only place to get it in the whole wide world is through my website. These will be gone very, very quickly. And I'm especially busy right now, as you know, and so I have no plans to make more. My website, of course, is joshuapwarren.com, joshuapwarren.com. Right now, if you go to the Curiosity Shop and scroll down, you can watch a video about this and click the link for the complete information, and it will tell you whether or not this is out of stock. So this is designed to help you neutralize, to dematerialize any negative thing or situation for yourself or others, and by doing that, to actually create a positive outcome. It's the back door to positive manifestation. But you probably know that when I do this kind of thing, especially when I'm putting my name on it, I want to go overboard, all right? I want to give you more than enough tools to help you achieve your goal, whatever it is, as lightning fast as possible. So for now, I'm also going to give you a free bonus gift. Now, this is one that I've been using every single day for almost 2 years now, I guess, this particular thing. And I'm just now telling you about it. Of course, I have talked plenty about Ho'oponopono, which is this, you know, ancient system that has roots in Hawaii there of clearing negative baggage and programming from your mind, cleaning the slate, taking out the garbage so that new positive manifestations can start growing there immediately in your mind. And it's a fascinating topic. I mean, whole books have been written about it. And one of the most basic keys to Ho'oponopono is repeating these four phrases to yourself as often as possible. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. By repeating those phrases to yourself, whether or not they mean anything, it has an automatic effect on neutralizing the negative programming, that sort of the gunk that's built up in your brain. And we all have plenty of it because of just being subjected to negative media and negative opinions and just negative, negative, negative plaque all the time. It builds up. And you got to clean that out once in a while. I mean, can you imagine how long your computer would last if you never hit the reboot button on it? Not very long. And if it did, it wouldn't be functioning properly. So Ho'oponopono is a way of cleaning out, you know, your mind so that you can start with a fresh slate and let positivity grow there. And if you have to justify what these things mean, because, you know, we are intellectually thinking about all this stuff. Well, you could say, whether you're talking to yourself or about yourself or to the universe or about the universe, you start by saying, I'm sorry, which is a humbling notion. That is a reminder that you're not perfect. And no matter who you are or who you think you are, that you are not God, and therefore you need to keep in perspective what you do and do not know. And that makes you want to be grateful, having that humility. And that's a really powerful thing, to stop and think about the reality of, you know, where you are and why you're here to learn what you're supposed to learn in this classroom called life. Then the next phrase is, please forgive me. And please forgive me is, well, it's wonderful because that's when you, again, are saying, I am being a thoughtful person and I hope that this will be acknowledged and I can improve. Then thank you is you simply showing gratitude for all the wonderful things that you do have in your life without focusing on the negative stuff. There's no reason for that. And then finally, I love you. And I love you is you appreciating on the grandest scale having this opportunity to be where you are and have the experience that you're having, to be in a position where you can listen to this podcast, to be in a position where you have an opportunity to actually do something to have a better experience, to enjoy a more pleasurable, abundant, prosperous, healthy life. You still have that. It's not too late, no matter what anybody tells you. So these phrases make such a powerful impact on your subconscious mind that I contacted a company that makes dog tags, you know, just like military personnel wear. And I had these phrases printed on a dog tag. I got one for me. I got one for Lauren, my wife, and we started wearing them every day, and always it always reminded us to say the Ho'oponopono, and we felt so much better, and we would do the Ho'oponopono every day. And so I got a few more of these made, and I started handing them out to some friends, and I started getting all this wonderful positive feedback. Just about every week, somebody emails me who has heard about Ho'oponopono by listening to my podcast, and just tells me some kind of a wonderful story. I just got an email update, I guess yesterday, from a guy whose son has been having a lot of struggles, and he taught his son Ho'oponopono, and it's just turned his life around. So I've been wearing this Ho'oponopono dog tag. Lauren has, some of my friends that I've had the opportunity to give it to have, and now I'm giving one to you. So I made some of these Ho'oponopono dog tags, and this is going to be my free bonus gift if you order your kit right now. And this alone is priceless. I mean, I'm telling you, that alone can transform your life. I mean, changing every day into a more positive experience. And, you know, I've got some notes here, so I won't forget certain things that I want to tell you about this. But one thing I will point out is that these are unique handmade creations. And when you go and you look at the video and you look at the webpage, the overall design of the particular kit may vary slightly from what I'm showing you. I mean, obviously, every single tourmaline stone is unique and you know, that sort of thing. But it will all work exactly the same. So, again, here's what you get in this kit. You get in the psionic dematerializer kit, the what I call the bad buster kit, that's a little easier to get out of your mouth sometimes, the bad buster. You get, number one, the scientific grade test tube lined with invisibility cloaking material. Number two, the wooden Seal of Solomon base. Number three, the raw tourmaline stone. Number four, right now, you get the Ho'oponopono dog tag for everyday use. And let me tell you, I found that when I was getting results in like less than an hour, it was a combo of me using the Bad Buster and using the Ho'oponopono. I mean, like those two just, it's like a nuclear explosion goes off and whatever you want to happen, just it all falls into place. And of course, number five, you get complete instructions. So how's that for a kit? Use the Bad Buster, set it there. I recommend only using it for one thing at a time, you know, like one slip of paper with one intention at a time. Instructions will give you more information on that. And then you use the Ho'oponopono as often as you can throughout the day, every day, and you will see your life turn around. I'm giving you a 100% money back guarantee on this. 100% money back guarantee. If you get one of these and you decide that you don't want it, I guarantee you I have a long list of people who will be more than happy to take it off your hands. It's a pretty rare thing to have. So if you go to the website and it says sold out, please do not email me and ask me to make more of these. All right. So this is it. So again, if you're interested, go right now to joshuapwarren.com. Go to the Curiosity Shop, and when you scroll down there, you will see a section about the Bad Buster, the Psionic Dematerializer, and you can watch the video. It's short. It's less than 10 minutes. It explains everything in great detail, shows you everything, and then if you click the link and it's in stock, then you can get it. So this is really what I think of as being magic and science combined. You know, you take any doubts or struggles that you have and you transform them into your greatest superpower. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. So, I'm looking forward to getting your stories of success. This is really exciting for me. This is my favorite part of all this, is sitting back and watching the tidal wave of amazing life-altering experiences that people report after they get a product like this. Because, you know, I've had so much success that I presume it will work for you, but I don't know unless you tell me. You know, I mean, everybody's different. This is mysterious stuff, but this is how you do research on it, by just putting stuff out there like this. So, yeah, I'm very excited, and again, I'm giving you 7 days right now, and within that period of time, I'm going to do my best to make sure anything that gets ordered in the next 7 days is filled. After that, there's no guarantee I will make more of these. This is one heck of a week, by the way, and I'm recording this, it's October the 4th of the year 2020, and I have been told that in less than a week, my brand new podcast is going to debut, and I'm really excited about that as well. So if you want to keep up with me and you want to hear, you know, feedback on all this, listen, it's really important that I have your contact information. If you go to, well, of course, you can follow me on Twitter at Joshua P. Warren. You should definitely do that. Follow me at Joshua P. Warren. But go to joshuapwarren.com. Click around the website. Enjoy all the interesting. There's a lot of free content there. Okay, videos and pictures and experiments. Enjoy all that. Go to the Curiosity Shop. All right. You don't have to buy anything. Just look at everything and you might get some kind of interesting idea or some inspiration. But the most important thing is for you to sign up for my free e-newsletter there at joshuapwarren.com, right there on the homepage. It takes you about 2 seconds. When you do that, you will instantly receive a free digital good luck charm. And I am going to be sending you a really interesting link to something very, very cool that can only be gotten if you are a subscriber to my free e-newsletter. And, you know, sometimes I just do crazy stuff and give away money and free things, and you never know what I'm going to do. But I write every single email with my own fingers there, typos and all. It's free and spam-free, so sign up there at joshuapwarren.com. All right, well, in the next few days, I plan to be leaving you another podcast and finally telling you about the story behind my new podcast, how all this fell into place, what a strange and amazing and wonderful thing this is, and where you can find it, how to listen, and what to expect. So you definitely want to stay tuned, and it's more important than ever that, you follow my work through Twitter, social media, and the e-newsletter. So I hope you are as excited as I am about the Psionic Dematerializer, the Bad Buster. And I hope you're lucky enough to get one of those things. So I believe that's going to do it for this particular edition of the podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon.